Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all.
Doesn't get much nicer than this.
Well, you might not have said that if you were Joe Hall waking up 86 years ago this week.
Oh, who's Joe Hall?
He has the distinct pleasure of being the first incarcerated resident of Cottonwood. He's known as the Arizona Bootlegger King. And this week, 86 years ago, August 8th, 1933, Sheriff George Ruffner. How's that for a sheriff's name?
Yeah.
Ruffner.
Yeah. Ruffner's got bouncing, a big family history in that part of Arizona.
Bouncing through Joe's door, and he was known as the Arizona Bootlegger King, and threw him in jail.
Right there in Cottonwood.
And now, 86 years later, Cottonwood is known as the heart of the wine country of Arizona. And we're going to talk to Tom Pitts, who's part of the Verde Valley Wine Trail, a little bit later this segment. But not before we talk to Cottonwood Mayor Tim Alinsky, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Mayor.
Well, good morning. How are you?
No George Ruffner outside your house this morning, I hope.
No, I'm surprised to hear you guys have brushed up on your Cottonwood history. I think that's awesome.
Well, we do our best to bring whatever our staycation destination is of the month. This month is Cottonwood. We find those stories, find that past, and share it with our Arizona listeners. And as the mayor of Cottonwood, do you have a favorite memory or story that you'd like to share with our listeners this morning?
Well, I love Cottonwood, and I sure appreciate the opportunity to speak about it. I've been coming to Cottonwood since I was a little kid. So I grew up on the East Verde River, but my aunt lived here, so we would come over frequently and visit her. And some of my earliest memories are walking down along the Verde River, which is a beautiful, you know, beautiful stretch of river that winds right through town. You can access it from the jail trail. So those are some of my earliest memories here.
And the jail trail, that's quite how would somebody get to the start of that trail?
Right. Well, you know, Sheriff Ruffner could escort you to the jail trail, or you could find it just by parking on the north end of Main Street in our old historic district. And you will see there an old River Rock jail, and that is the head of the trail.
Now, if you've ever been to Cottonwood and not made it to Old Town, you know, there's a lot of things that could distract you before you got there. You could turn off at Dead Horse State Park. You could turn off and head towards Cornville, head up towards Sedona. To get to the historic strip and downtown strip of Cottonwood, you've got to zigzag your way in there a little bit. And y'all have done a phenomenal job. What year was it? I think it was 99? We finished an Eagle Scout project at Dead Horse State Park. And from that time until about 15 years later, didn't have a reason to get into the historic downtown. And man, has it changed a lot.
You know, it really has. And it's hats off to all the entrepreneurs in the area and the restaurateurs that really have helped bring Cottonwood, historic Old Town Cottonwood, back. I bought my home here in Old Town about 15 years ago, and folks thought that I was crazy to do that. because it was a pretty rough place. And I'm not saying it still doesn't have its rough edges, but it just adds to the character of Old Town more than anything. But the vibrancy that you see on Main Street is just phenomenal. And it really is a beautiful place. And one of the most unique things about it is you won't find a single chain down there. It's all independently owned businesses, which is great, family owned. And they do a really great job at making it a wonderful place to visit.
Is that by specific city guidelines, or is that just the way it organically grew and developed?
You know, it's organic. You know, there's nothing that we can do from a policy perspective to limit or prohibit chain restaurants from coming into town. And that's not something we want to do, but it really did. It grew organically. It's just a good partnership between the city and the independent business owners. And, you know, we are open for business. We want to encourage you know, family-owned businesses to come in, and we want to make sure that they thrive.
Mayor Tim Alinsky of Cottonwood, Arizona. Now, Mayor, I have to ask you, how many people do we know live in Cottonwood proper?
So Cottonwood proper is about just under 13,000.
Wow.
We're kind of in the Upper Verde Valley, and so we have a lot of unincorporated areas right out at our doorstep. So you don't really know where the line
right,
is between
right.
The county residents in Cottonwood. So the whole Upper Verde is about 35 to 40.
You know, I had an uncle who was mayor of a small town located halfway between Houston and New Orleans. And the whole time he was mayor of that little town, he would always say, man, I wish I was mayor of New Orleans. Because no matter where he went, Pat's Diner or church or the Piggly Wiggly grocery store, somebody was complaining about the ruts the garbage truck left in the front yard. Or he just couldn't get away. He said, I'd much rather be mayor of a big city I could hide.
Right. Yeah, it's difficult to hide here. That's true.
So you've been in that home there in Old Town, downtown Cottonwood, for 15 years. You're from the general area your whole life. How long have you been mayor?
So I've served as mayor for 3 years, and I've been an elected official for about 14 years here in Cottonwood. So I started out serving on the Planning and Zoning Commission and then got appointed to serve on council, and I've been serving ever since.
And what are some of the key industries? I mean, we're going to talk with Tom Pitson a little bit about the wine industry of the Verde Valley, but what are some of the other industries that, you know, that are the 35,000 people that live in the area that
right.
supports
them? So I'm so glad you're going to be talking about the wine industry. I think it's so critical for our area. And it's interesting, too, and I'm glad you started off with the history of Cottonwood, because even prior to the bootlegging days, you know, this was predominantly an agricultural and ranching community. And the mine industry that moved in really decimated all of our crops and everything and didn't allow for Cottonwood to become, to continue as agriculture. So it's really interesting that now we're coming back to that, you know, 80 years later. So the wine industry is big in the area. You know, the other industries, we don't have any one main industry since, of course, you know, mining left decades ago. But we have a lot of hospitality in the area, Sedona specifically, Jerome, of course. In Cottonwood, it's, you know, the hospital is a big employer in the area. We have the casino, the Yavapai Apache Nation is a large employer in the area. Of course, the county and the city are big employers. We also have some great independent businesses, again, like Wild Tonic is a very large employer in the area. They ferment kombucha, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Okay.
But we're lucky to have them here in Cottonwood, as well as Molden Graphics and the cement plant out in Clarkdale. Both Molden Graphics and the cement plant are located in Cottonwood, Clarkdale. And then the college as well is a large employer.
And y'all still have the wildlife zoo there off the between Camp Verde and Cottonwood?
Yeah, out of Africa, that's a great place to visit. It's a phenomenal campus out there. If you haven't seen it, you really should check it out. It's, you know, they have a zip line out there, all kinds of exotic animals, and it's, you know, just a great place for the family.
And then the question we ask everybody, when you have a weekend to schedule or plan for yourself, do you have a favorite Arizona staycation you take your family to?
You know, we have several favorite haunts throughout the state. We do a lot of hiking, a lot of camping with my family, so any chance we get, we head out into the outdoors, and you know, I'm not going to disclose any of our secret locations.
Good man.
Come on.
But I can tell you that, I mean, I love Arizona. I especially love rural Arizona. I can tell you any corner of our state is going to offer a lot of treasures for the traveler.
Well, we appreciate you spending time, and I know you're at home with your family, and we'll let you get back to it. Thanks for...
I just want to ask you one more question. Were you around in 67?
I was not. No, I was not. But I heard it was a great year.
So you don't have an Elvis Presley piece of memorabilia?
No, I don't. But if you're an Elvis Presley nut or you like John Wayne, you should really visit the Cottonwood Hotel here in Cottonwood. The owner, Karen Leff, has got a lot of memorabilia. around those two individuals who both visited Cottonwood frequently. So, like I said, there's a lot to explore here in Cottonwood. So I really do appreciate you guys focusing this weekend on it.
Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend with your family. We appreciate your time and look forward to our next staycation in Cottonwood. That is where our winner will be traveling. They're staying at the Pines Hotel next weekend or the weekend after. I can't remember off the top of my head, but we'll have their report at the end of the month about their time in Cottonwood. And you know, the one thing that always comes to mind when visiting the Cottonwood area, have you ever taken, I mean, you're on your way up, you're going up I-17, and you've got the Arco Santi exit, and you've got Montezuma's Castle exit, Montezuma's Well, and all these great attractions to get you all the way to Cottonwood. When was the last time you ever stopped at any of those destinations on the way up? That always blows my mind. It's so close. Why don't we come here more?
Yeah, that's true. And plus the new state park the Agua Fria. I mean, they're getting that all developed up, and the amount of Indian ruins you can see in short hikes just right there. It's a little warm to do it right now, but boy, in the middle of winter, that's a great hiking spot.